the AI landscape continues its relentless evolution, with focus shifting from mere token counting to measuring intelligent time. A developer briefing highlighted the latest model, Claude Fable 5. While initial hype focused on its sheer power and significantly higher cost compared to Opus or Sunnet, the key takeaway is that value isn't measured by price per token. Instead, it's about price per intelligent agent hour. This model truly shines when tackling massive, complex tasks. Where time is the most scarce resource, Fable excels, because its strength lies in orchestration. It delegates tasks so thoroughly that engineers can get out of the active loop and simply review results. Another major automation update came from Google Flow, which emphasizes custom workflows through user-built tools. These tools allow creative professionals to go beyond preset options. They can remix or completely create a tool using natural language prompts to perfectly match their unique visual and creative needs. Meanwhile, on the automation side, one creator demonstrated a way to replace expensive subscription services like Zapier and make with Pyloner, an open-source, free platform. The revolutionary insight here is that the valuable skill moving forward isn't mastering specific node tools. It's learning how to communicate complex requirements effectively to AI itself, allowing you to build highly customized automations quickly. Finally, taking us into a completely different sphere, Midjourney has entered the medical tech space with a groundbreaking body scanner. This new device uses ultrasonic waves and sound principles to map the human body in full 3D detail with unprecedented speed and accuracy. It's claimed to be 60 times faster and 10 times cheaper than traditional MRI scans. Most surprisingly, while this technology is as advanced as hospital equipment, its initial rollout plans are targeting SPAS, suggesting a radical democratization of high-level diagnostic information for mass consumption.